for a look at our local news this Monday morning. Good morning.
Thank you, Scott. Good morning. Scores from the problem-plagued I-STEP test that Indiana students took last spring are expected to be released today. The public release of the scores has been delayed by the State Department of Education, while reviews have been conducted into online testing glitches experienced by students. A report released in July found about 80,000 students had at least one part of the statewide test interrupted when server glitches from a state contractor kicked them offline. An independent testing expert hired by the state determined that the interruptions had little effect on the scores, but still recommended about 1,400 results be thrown out. A legislative panel evaluating the Common Core educational standards meets this week for a second time. And as Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports, lawmakers will consider the future of student testing.
Legislation passed this year halted implementation of the Common Core, a set of nationally crafted educational standards adopted by 45 states, including Indiana. The bill tasked lawmakers with reviewing the standards before the Board of Education determines whether to continue using them. Tied to the future of Common Core is student testing. The Board of Ed will also have to decide on a new test for Hoosier students. And Terre Haute Democratic Senator Tim Skinner says he thinks it could be Indiana's testing options that will steer the state towards keeping Common Core.
Because you can bet that tests are going to be aligned toward the Common Core standards, including, you know, maybe SATs and any other exams that students are going to have to be asked to take before they enter college.
Auburn Republican Senator Dennis Cruz, who co-chairs the committee reviewing Common Core, says he's open to the idea of the state creating its own test.
I do like the idea of developing an Indiana test that would, in major considerations, be based on Common Core standards so that our students would be competitive in taking a test and be prepared to take SAT or ACT tests.
Cruz says Tuesday's meeting will focus largely on the costs of the state's testing options, though he expects none of them will be prohibitively expensive. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith.
Fire investigators looking for the cause of a vacant warehouse fire last night that grew into a four-alarm blaze. More than 50 units and 100 firefighters were called to the 160,000-square-foot building at Van Buren and State just after 9 o'clock last night. One Indianapolis firefighter was slightly hurt. Hoosiers rallied in Indianapolis and other locations across the state Sunday calling for immigration reform. IndyCan leader Guadalupe Pimentel wants the event to inspire Indiana congressional leaders, such as Republican Susan Brooks, to support a pathway to citizenship.
Our hope is that Congressman Brooks would, you know, hear the stories, and then when she's at home, she's thinking about these stories, and she looks at this issue from a different perspective instead of this political perspective. We hope that she listens and she takes a faith perspective and just put herself in people's shoes.
But Congresswoman Brooks says she still needs more information and thinks the country needs to explore different options.
How are we going to improve those systems? And I'm anxious to listen, you know, to the people as to what their stories are, what their suggestions are. And I think we'll continue this debate in Congress for the rest of this year and maybe into next year.
The rally was held at Brooks' home parish, St. Monica Catholic Church. The Gary Chicago International Airport has narrowed its search to establish a public-private partnership. Wayne Pratt has more inside Indiana Business.
The effort to set up a partnership is another key step in the continuing development of the airport. Work continues on a $166 million runway expansion, and officials announced plans for the partnership in April. They issued a request for proposals in July. More from reporter Andy Ober.
The Airport Authority Board says it will begin negotiations with two teams that have proposed partnerships to operate the airport and develop the surrounding land. The board will hear details about the teams, Aviation Facilities Company and AFPORT's management, as well as the GCIA group, at its meeting this week. The committee handling the search evaluated the plans based on factors including airport management and financial strength. The board hopes to hear a final proposal in October. Andy Ober, Inside Indiana Business Radio.
Vincennes University and Indianapolis-based Herco Companies will announce a partnership today. Vincennes President Dick Helton says the effort is designed to help close the manufacturing skills gap and increase awareness of career options. Herco's president will also attend today's announcement. The Japan America Society of Indiana is planning to establish a Japan Center and Gardens in the state. Governor Mike Pence made the announcement over the weekend during a trade mission to the Asian nation. He says the project will house the Society's offices and promote the history of Indiana's bond with Japan. The Society is considering sites for the development and is accepting proposals. Inside Indiana Business Radio on WFYI is made possible by the following.
The Kelly Business of Medicine Programs, developing physician executives with a two-year MBA and a nine-month graduate certificate. Offered one weekend per month in Indianapolis and online. More at kelly.iupui.edu/medicine.
Today, a business may need to consider a health strategy, too. First Person creates health strategies designed to address both employee benefit costs and employee well-being. More at firstpersonadvisors.com.
The youngest mayor in Indiana continues efforts to boost economic development in his city. Frankfort Mayor Chris McBarnes says one of the key accomplishments during his more than 2 years in office is the opening of a downtown Ivy Tech Community College campus. He says it's a workforce labor development tool to help young people stay in Frankfort.
It's also important to note where we located this Ivy Tech campus. It's anchored in our downtown between downtown and I-65. We want potential industries and businesses to know when they come to Frankfort, not only do they have a labor force development tool, but they're also smack dab in the middle of Chicago and Indianapolis.
He made the comments during an appearance on Inside Indiana Business Television. Indiana State University will spend up to $16 million to renovate the oldest academic building on the Terre Haute campus. The Board of Trustees has approved plans to convert Norman Hall into the Center for Student Success. The building was dedicated in 1910 and was the Indiana State Library until 1973. Later today on Inside Indiana Business Radio, we will have the latest business news. Until then, updates are available at InsideIndianaBusiness.com, your source for news, video, and business on demand. I'm Wayne Pratt for 90.1 WFYI Public Radio.
WFYI weather today, mostly sunny with a high of 91. Partly cloudy tonight, low 71. Sunny again tomorrow with a high of 94. Right now it's partly sunny and 69 degrees. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Alseth.
Okay, Sharon, thank you very much. It is 8:38 this morning. Inside Indiana Business today is made possible by the Butler Business Consulting Group, offering strategy, marketing.